said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
I was having a chat to my hairdresser yesterday while I sat for 3 hours in the chair at Fringe 39 in South Townsville. And
it's worth every minute, so you look great.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice of you. But, yes, we have a lot of time to chat when us ladies go to the hairdresser for extended periods of time. And my hairdresser, Beck, was telling me a story about how she went to get her car detailed. Yeah. And a snake was wrapped around her brakes. So underneath the car, behind the wheel, they're trying to clean the wheel and this little snake head popped out. Ah!
I still believe, because they rang her panicking, and I still believe she had right to say, well, I'm paying you to clean the car.
That's your job,
and
mate.
And there's snake all over it. So get on it.
This is part of the cleaning deal.
I just found this in the archives. Listen to this. This is from the news in Sydney. This is 7 News.
A Sydney driver got a real shock today when she discovered a snake had slithered into her car for a free ride. The woman had just left Palm Beach when she thought she felt her phone charger touching her leg. The reality was far more frightening.
That's a nightmare, isn't it?
And that's the worst. Like when you feel something tickle your leg while you're driving, that is the most dangerous occurrence because you just get distracted, you freak out.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Have you had a snake in your car? Who are we going to go to here?
Beck.
All right, back on 13, 12, 16. Has it happened to you? Have you had a snake in your car?
Yeah, so it wasn't actually me. I was in the car, though, but it was my son learning to drive his first ute.
Oh, my God.
That's even worse. He can't even drive.
Yeah.
Wait, so what happened?
So we were driving along, and then we seen a snake up on the dash, and it was just cruising along the dash, and then my son's like, I thought I felt something crawling up my leg.
Oh, my God.
You're lucky you're alive.
Yeah, no, it was pretty scary. I had to pull over. We all just jumped out, and then my partner tried to grab it, and it took off into the bonnet.
Oh.
Wow.
So we sold that ute.
Yeah,
I bet.
It's just burning on the side of the road. Oh, that was just a snake.
I'm picturing your learner son driver going, they didn't put this in the manual. I don't know what to do.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now on Hit 103.1.
Gabby, as parents, and I'm going to throw you under this bus as well as an auntie, do you agree?
I thought you were going to say as a dog parent.
No. As a proud auntie to nieces and nephews. It is our job to be embarrassing towards our kids.
Definitely.
And our nieces and nephews.
When I did my first TikTok video, I was actually disappointed. My niece thought it was good.
Yeah, see.
I thought it should be.
And that's, I'm glad you bring up TikTok because I'm going to play some TikTok videos in a sec. But I'll bring that up because do you remember that online video that went viral in the last year or so of a woman opening and closing her oven and her daughter's there? And as she opens and closes her oven, it makes the sounds to the music of the Usher song, Yeah.
Mm.
So I've got it here just to remind everyone. So her oven sounds like Yeah, the song. Right. Now, daughter's rolling her eyes and whatnot.
The mum's dancing.
Absolutely love it, right? But I've noticed this is becoming a bit of a thing. Not so much the embarrassing your kids online aspect or whatever, but things sounding like songs.
Oh.
And one song in particular. Are you aware? It's not a song. It's an 80s song. Are you aware of a song by Phil Collins called In the Air Tonight?
Yes.
So it's a song with a big drum beat. Yeah. Well, you don't have to do that. I'll play the song.
Good. Do it.
Yeah.
This bit.
You
say I can't sing, but then you sing. How rude.
Whatever. So that song, really known for that drum beat,
yes.
Right? Boom, 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 for boom, sure. Boom, 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 boom. So what I'm seeing online is a bit of a trend of stuff happening. Usually it's an unfortunate thing, and that being remixed into that song.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of describing it, I'm just going to play it to you. So this is a video of a dude. He's opening his pantry and all of his Tupperware falls out.
Okay.
And it all lands on the floor. But it mixes in perfectly with Phil Collins
all
in
right.
The Air Tonight. So remember, this is Tupperware falling. Here we go. Perfect. Right?
A little off tune, but yeah, I get it.
But you're getting it, right? So there's more. The next one. This was obviously filmed in America where deers roam around.
Yes.
And it's a deer, like it's a little deer, like a little Bambi-style deer, trying to climb up one of those little kids' slippery dips.
Okay.
So you know how in your backyard you might have like a cheap plastic slippery dip off the back of a cubby house or whatever. This is a deer trying to climb it, but he keeps slipping. Mm-hmm. But again, perfectly fits into the song. There's one more.
One more. What's this one?
This is a drunk guy falling down some stairs. He's okay, so we're allowed to laugh at it.
Okay, that one's a little less believable.
Gabby, all I ask is that as friends, if you're ever there and I drunkenly fall downstairs,
please film it
and remix it into a Phil Collins song, please.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Burdekin has really copped it as of late. You know, we've seen a fair bit of rain here in Townsville, but the Burdekin yesterday, so much rain, so much flash flooding that some schools and roads had to be closed. It looks like the majority of them are back open today. Yeah. But, you know, still a bit of rain to come.
Highways definitely flowing. But, yeah, some crazy images of, like, air flooding yesterday. To tell us more about it, we have Mayor of the Burdekin, Lynn McLaughlin, on the phone right now. Lynn, pretty crazy 48 hours for you, mate.
Well, looked at the last 12 hours have been excellent.
Great.
Yesterday was very challenging with the amount of downpour we had. It was unprecedented, the amount of rain that we received in that short time and resulted in so much local flooding.
So how was the town affected?
Well, we did have water in businesses and in houses, and lots of local roads were closed. We're trying to get a good understanding of how much water people had either in their business or through their houses or under their houses. And we had lots of people phoning yesterday afternoon to give us their information, and we're just encouraging people to let us know of their own circumstances.
Yeah, please reach out. Thoughts with those people this morning, just so awful. Water going through your home or your business. Lynn, what's on the cards? Have you been checking no doubt you have been checking the forecasts and stuff. What can we expect?
All night long,
haven't slept.
So it's looking good, and we've had little rain during the night. You know, we had a few showers, but nothing major.
All right. Well, thoughts with, like I say, the businesses and the homes who were affected down there. Lynn, thank you so much for giving us a bit of a recap. And, yeah, let's hope the rain gods ease up over the Burdekin for now at least. Thanks for your time. Mayor of the Burdekin Shire, Lynn McLaughlin.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You always want to be compared to hot celebrities, or at least hot right now celebrities. It's always a thing. Until you're compared to Louis Capaldi.
Oh, I need somebody to know. Somebody
he's got the voice of an angel, Louis Capaldi, but a bit of a scruffy exterior. He'd be the first to admit that.
He's not what you expect him to look like, that's for sure. He actually looked so out of place at the Grammys that he was mistaken for a seat warmer. Someone came up to him and said, oh, do you want me to take over? Because you've been sitting there for a while. And he's like, this is my seat.
It's happened before. He's been confused with being like the staff.
The staff.
Some homeless guy out the front of the award ceremony.
Yeah, like, you're not welcome here. But no, yesterday a photo actually surfaced of me working on the weekend. I was out at Fairfield Central, and they always take photos when we're working to prove that we're working, I suppose. And a photo surfaced of me looking a little bit dopey because I'm like midway through a blink and I've got my thumb up. And so I look a bit off.
Oh, I know the photo you're referring to because I get CC'd in these as well too. Mm. And the first thing I thought was, what's wrong with Gabby there? There's something going on in this photo.
That photo made it into our group chat. And Maddie, who you'll hear this afternoon on Hit 103.1, she decided to comment back and say, you remind me of Louis Capaldi on the Grammys red carpet, and proceeded to send through part of the interview he did entering the Grammys.
Can we have a serious moment really quick? Like, what this nomination means to you?
If I can answer that in song, It means the world to me. I'm a big happy guy with a big fat belly, and I'm here to smile. And we're going to the Grammys. Going
to the Grammys.
Going to the show.
Going to the show.
Yeah. That's Gabby.
Gabby, everyone.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
ScoMo has been rejected by the PM of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. We love her. She is a fantastic woman, Prime Minister. She's very empathetic.
Mother. Don't know.
Partner.
Never met her kid, but I assume.
I'm sure she's great. However, she has had to reject a phone call from Scott Morrison very publicly because Jacinda was doing a press conference. She was up talking to all of the media. She was talking about calling the election for New Zealand, so she set the date for that. She was talking about a few other things, including the coronavirus. And
oh, that's some meaty stuff she's
meaty
discussing
stuff.
There.
Yes.
She can't just stop that for a
and
call from ScoMo.
No, of course not. But she was also talking about how she was going to work with Australia to get all of the Australian and New Zealand people out of China who are stuck in those lockdown cities
right.
because of the coronavirus. And ScoMo must have felt his ears burn because she was talking about Australia. And so he's like, oop, I better give the PM of New Zealand a call. And this is what happened.
Look, Iggy, no, without giving... it's the PM Morrison just dialing in as we speak without really wanting to get it.
Reject.
You can totally, like, hear in her voice there. I mean, obviously you can't hear it, but you can hear the rejection. You can
yeah.
hear that she's tapped the red thing
yeah.
and it's gone straight to voicemail.
But I feel like this is on her. Like, as much as we love putting crap on ScoMo, I think this is on her. As a PM, you expect your phone to ring consistently. It's always going to be going off. Why would you take it with you to a press conference?
I reckon, you know what, it was a power move.
You
oh,
reckon?
That's ScoMo.
He didn't even call.
Yeah.
He wasn't even
ScoMo hasn't called him for weeks. He's not even in the country.